Welcome to Podcasting Smarter, the podcast for podcasters by podcasters. Podcasting Smarter is the official podcast from Podbean, featuring podcasting interviews, best practices, and helpful tips. We're here to give you the tools, resources, product updates, and news to help you get started podcasting and keep your podcast growing.
Search engine optimization is huge in podcasting right now, and that's for several reasons, right? And when we say that, we're talking about the fact that in general, search or Google, whatever you're using to search, isn't searching through audio files. So previously, podcasting would miss out on a lot of ways people could find you because maybe your show notes or the description of your show don't necessarily have keywords that are going to be able to help people find your show. But now there's a lot of different cool things going on. Number one is transcripts, right? Which is just important for accessibility reasons and making sure that everybody who wants to experience your show can in the way that they're able to. That's number one. And a lot of directories support transcripts, including the Podbean directory. So that's a really big one. The second one, like Bethany's saying, is in your show notes or in the description of your show. And there's a lot of different tools you can use. Obviously, you can write your own. You can do your own keyword search. There's a lot of tools out there that do it for you. Podbean has tools built in that do it for you. But you want to make sure that any text that you produce for your show is going to share what the episode is about. So when people are searching that topic, let's say, for example, the personal finance, I'm going to go back to that. Let's say somebody's searching, oh, what do I do if my taxes are late? That kind of thing. They'll be able to find your episode because of the text that you have published with your audio episode. So that's really important. And Bethany, I'd love to hear from you about some of the different SEO strategies that you recommend for your clients in terms of better visibility.
So I think show notes are so important, not only for search engine optimization, but also so that your audience is reminded what that particular episode is about, and they can go back and listen to it at a future date if they were like, oh, I need that advice again. It's very easy for them to find it via the show notes. If there's no show notes, you're just like up in the air. So for my clientele, we write show notes based upon their voice. And as you stated, we have very different clients who have very different voices. So in order to inhabit their voice, it truly is a gift for myself and my team. But few and far between do we use AI such as ChatGPT, because the majority of my clients are women of color. And it has been very hard statistically, as well as articles have been written about these type of services getting the voice of Black, Brown, Indigenous people correct. So we could start off, if you're comfortable using that tool, because it's very much a tool, and just making sure that you're asking it the right questions and sharing how your voice is with that tool so that it can create a podcast description for you if you are uncomfortable with writing copy. And then maybe asking it what keywords are going to be applicable to that episode if you insert the transcript in there. And then using those keywords just throughout the body of your marketing process. So you can use them without using them 112% in every single word that they wrote. You can use them for the little tidbits of things that are going to help you. And as you get more acclimated to writing show notes, you can feed those tools more information so that it better produces what you want. Or you can also just hire a copywriter to do all of your show notes in your writing. And I hope that they're doing SEO on your behalf.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for anybody out there who's looking to get support for copywriting, that's an important question to ask, right? Hey, are you utilizing SEO-based keywords? What are they for each episode? That's really important. And I think what you said is also valid in terms of the bias that AI has for different voices. So that's an important consideration if you're utilizing AI tools, any AI tools, just to know that it's a tool and you want to double check the work. I think that's true for any AI. And there's been a lot out there, even for ChatGPT, where it'll spit out wrong information. You have to fact check it. I think there was something a while back about a lawyer submitting something and ChatGPT cited a case that wasn't real. Yeah. So I think it's always important to check your work and to make sure that those processes are working for you is a really important aspect as well. And in terms of that content strategy, I think that's really important in terms of putting your episodes out, making sure that all your I's are dotted and T's are crossed. What are some of the content strategies that you build out for some clients, apart from specifically the show and the content of the show? And that includes the description of the show, the SEO, the transcripts. But what are some of those assets that you create in parallel to maybe the specific podcast episode content, maybe including the specific episode content that your clients use to build out a bigger strategy, whether that's marketing on social media, whether that's through an email newsletter? What are some things that you guys have built out as well?
There are so many ways that you can market information just from one specific episode. As you already mentioned, newsletter. You can create a blog from the transcript.
Blog.
You can take videos, and videos are very high in demand right now, and create YouTube shorts or reels and post that on your social media to bring attention to your podcast. You can also take all of the information from numerous episodes and create an ebook. Because you have all of this information in your transcripts, just put it all together in a written format and create an ebook. That's another great way to market your podcast that people don't really take into consideration. Also, you can create the workshops, as we've already discussed. You can do merchandise sales. You can do live events and engagements. When my podcast is currently in hiatus, but one thing that we did was invite the audience to have a live bingo event online with our guests. And we sent them bingo cards, and they could ask the guests questions about their episode. And it was so much fun. And it was something that nobody had done before. So actually getting people to speak to each other after the episode is over, just because a guest episode is over, it doesn't mean that you wipe your hands of them. You have to continue that collaboration. You have to continue that conversation. You have to continue that appreciation.
Yeah.
Because you never know if they're going to share your episode again because it falls into alignment with what they're doing.
Yeah.
So keeping up that rapport is so important for not only your audience, but also your guest speakers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that cross promotion is super powerful. So number one, I love what you said about the bingo and events. We've had a couple of podcasts here that we featured in our events talk about the power of live events, whether it's in person, whether it's online. In January, we had the Dear Alice podcast from Alice Lane Home Design, and they had an entire event in person that they also broadcast online where people could buy tickets, talking all about home design and sharing a lot of their insight as designers, that kind of thing. So whatever your niche is, there's an opportunity for live events. There's an opportunity for video shorts. And I love what you said in terms of keeping that relationship going with the guest. It's not really, oh, the episode's over and it's done. And that's for several reasons, right? Every podcaster will tell you, and this is so important, your most popular episodes, you never know what they're going to be. You never know who they're going to be with. And if they're evergreen, which most podcasts that aren't like a news podcast are, right? If they are evergreen, or they have content that's going to be continually valuable to your audience, those episodes may still perform for you, and you may be able to monetize them. You can monetize them years later, right? And so it's important to make sure that you keep up that rapport with the guest and make sure that all of your guests have what you can give them to promote the show. When the episode comes out, can you just email through the links? If you create custom graphics for the show, can you just send those through? They can post them on social media with the links. If you're creating a snippet or you're creating a clip for YouTube Reels or for Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, or TikTok, Can you share those assets with your guests? If you're creating customized graphics, obviously share those with your guests. And it, whatever you can do, it doesn't have to be everything. Let's be clear about that. It's great if you can do everything, or you can get support to do everything. But if you can't, what can you do? And how can you do it? For every guest, is there maybe a form they can fill out with their social links? You'll have them in advance. You can tag them when the episode comes out. Can you make sure you send them a follow-up email with your social links, your links to the episode on the top platforms that when you're looking at your analytics on Podbean, we're going to tell you where your audience is listening, right? Maybe they're listening on the Podbean app. Maybe they're listening on Apple Podcasts, right? Hey, then share the Apple Podcast link, right? Add to that directory following that you have within a specific directory. That's super important as well. And just making sure that your guests are supported. And then you can also keep in contact and add them to your email newsletter and say, hey, you were on one of our episodes and here's the episodes we have coming up. And it may inspire them to stay in contact with you. And as they have bigger projects coming up, they may want to come back on the show, things like that. So it is so relational and super important. So I think that's a really important aspect that you said as well, in terms of keeping the guest as part of your community is super important. And it's going to create that sustained audience growth and development, because as listeners come into your community and as they grow within your community, they're going to feel like they're a part of something with your guests. And podcasts are a very intimate medium. Like you said, your audience can hear your excitement. And that has value. I think a lot of the time, excitement and fun are underrated. And passion is underrated. And podcasting is one of the few mediums where it is so vital to your message. And that the tone of your show may not be bubbly and exciting like we are today, but whatever it is, you got to have passion for it. And you got to be excited. It's got to feel fun for you and feel manageable and feel possible. And that's really what we're talking about here today. So I think that is a really great point you said as well. And I want to talk next about branding, because you help a lot of shows launch their brand, launch their show, whether it's the overall show, whether it's a facet to their marketing for a coaching business or something like that, or whether it's a new season of the show or a rebrand. In terms of the consulting that you offer on podcast branding and the clients that you've worked with, what are the key elements that you emphasize in terms of making a podcast stand out? Because there's so many podcasts out there.
I think branding is essential. Whether you are trying to brand or not, your podcast is an extension of you. If you want it to be an extension of your business, it's going to be an extension of your business as well. But at the bare minimum, your podcast is your brand. So if you have a business that has particular hex codes, that has a particular mood board, you're going to want to incorporate those type of things that make your business aesthetic you into your graphics, into your cover art, so that everybody knows all of this flows and coincides. If you do not have a podcast based upon a particular business that you're trying to use it as a marketing tool, but you're just trying to use it as for personal enrichment, find out which colors you love, because you're going to be seeing those colors a lot in your graphics in order to be consistent. What you want to do is trick your audience's mind. When they see those warm colors, those warm oranges, those warm yellows, they're going to think of crackers and soup, because our entire brand is warm, delicious fall colors. I have those colors behind me. I have those colors on the website. I have those colors in my earrings. And it's not even that I try to do it intentionally. I just love those colors. So when you're in the beginning stages of creating your podcast, don't just go to Canva and slap something on and call it your cover art. Really be intentional on how you want your podcast to feel, the vibe and the mood. And then bring in things that you already love and enjoy into that embodiment of that mood. And that is going to set you apart. When you're trying to find music for your intro and your outro and your trailer, number one, find royalty-free music. Don't get sued for using Beyonce. You don't want to deal with that copyright infringement. But you're going to want to choose music that lets your audience know the mood and the vibe of your podcast. If your podcast is based on meditation, you're not going to want like a jumping out as your intro. That's going to be very confusing as all of a sudden it transitions into, and you're sitting down quietly. You just got me hyped up with this just beat intro. So those type of very intentional and thoughtful immersion of things into your podcast is going to set you apart from people who are just throwing spaghetti at the wall all willy-nilly hoping that it works out.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And I think tying everything together to create a consistent and coherent feeling an understanding of what your podcast and your brand offers is really going to help in the long run. It's something where, you know, and we've seen this time and time again, a lot of podcasters will start out with something that they put together and then they'll rebrand. And it's okay. It's never too late. It's never too late to make a trailer for your show, and it's never too late to rebrand. Let's be clear about that. And it's something where I think being intentional about that, and when you're creating graphics, what's it going to look like for your show? Are the colors going to connotate and explain maybe the feeling of your show, right? Like you said, for a meditation podcast, you're not going to use super bold, bright colors to display, hey, this is a peaceful meditation podcast of mindfulness. You're going to use maybe more muted colors or something that conveys the feeling of your show. So I think that's really important as well. And in terms of that branding, and I just also really quickly want to say on the graphic side, think about how you want to use those graphics when you're creating them. When you're creating the fonts and the colors and the layout of your episode artwork, and that can be for your overall cover artwork for the show, you want to think about how that's going to translate to graphics of different sizes for different social media platforms. If you want to create a version where you can pop in a guest photo, right? And you can just refresh that every week and just change the photo and the name, and they can share that kind of thing. Those are all really important considerations because you want to have that consistency, right? You don't want to have something that's totally different on a different platform and people don't understand that it's the same show and your audience can't connect from one place to the other. So I think that's really important as well. And you want to have a graphic maybe where if you're doing a short, you can pop it at the end of the short, right? Hey, this is our show. Here's the graphic of it. And then they automatically associate whatever nugget of wisdom they received with the colors and the feeling and the brand of your show. So I think that's really important as well. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Podcasting Smarter. If you have any podcasting questions or want to get in touch, send us an email at podcastingsmarter@podbean.com. Thanks so much and happy podcasting.